I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Wunstead hanging out with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to have Coach Wunstead with us in studio. And we are ready to talk about the Chicago Bears. Dave, they have Washington this week. Yep. The number one quarterback against the number two drafted quarterback. The game has been flexed. But lo and behold, a rib injury for Jaden Daniels. And it was interesting to hear yesterday Dan Quinn come out and say, well, he's week to week, and we're hopeful, but we're also going to do the wise thing with him.
Yeah, his mother put out a tweet that he's fine, you know.
So Dr. Mom.
What does week to week mean, though, Dave?
That's not day to day. What'd you hear when he says week to week?
I think it was just the word that he used. You know, I think he's saying is, well, let's see how he is in practice this week, and then we'll go from there. But I think he'll play. You know, here
you do.
I do think he'll play. Here's the thing that you don't know with these rookies. You know, we don't have a – now, he is a baller. He is a street tough guy. I know that. But, you know, when these NFL guys get their first injuries or two and we don't have a real history of how they respond. You know, there's some guys that you just knew that he would come in and he would have a knocked-on shoulder or whatever. This guy's going to play through it. You know what I mean?
He's thin and slight, and he's got a rib injury going against the – top five defense.
I'm telling you, I don't know how he's going to respond. We're going to see. But how it would affect him as compared to a Jared Goff is that his legs are a very important part of mm-hmm. what he does as a quarterback. So the point is, even if he plays, you know, they'll numb those ribs up. I mean, if it's just cartilage, I mean, that won't be a problem.
Okay.
What? I'm serious.
I know. David is saying that he will kick sand on the guy's face at the beach. That's
no,
what you
I'm
just
not saying.
Said.
But, you know, he does look kind of slight.
He does, but this guy's a streak guy. This guy's a tough guy.
This is a franchise quarterback we're talking about here. And they're in a playoff
ribs.
Race.
It's ribs.
It's a rib, though. He's got to throw.
They
and
are
runs.
Delicious, they're depending delicious. On the sauce.
They are. They're so good.
I'm surprised to hear you say you expect him to play this early in the week when we just heard Dan Quinn kind of meh
yeah.
and ambiguous.
I'm going to believe his mother more than Dan Quinn. Are you kidding me? His mother said he's fine. And he was out there waving a towel the second half. That doesn't look like a guy that's got broken ribs and is all taped up.
Defensively, did the Bears prepare any differently?
No. No, absolutely not. You know, I mean, I don't think he'll be, you know, you don't know. That's I guess, what I'm trying to say is the unknown here in this type of injury and how the guy's going to respond to it. Everybody handles it a little bit differently, you know, and the movement is a big part of his game. Do the Bears prepare differently? No. You got to be prepared to contain him, keep him in the pocket, you know. But his passing now, you know, he's at the top of the list of all rookie quarterbacks by far as touchdowns and yardage and completion percentage and everything. So we'll see. But, you know, this is an interesting game when you think about it because you got Caleb going back home,
yes.
right? Gonzaga yeah. High School, right across, right at yep. the train station. I've been there. I recruited kids out of there. You got DJ Moore, who played at Maryland.
Good connection.
Yep.
Right? DJ Moore yeah. is right. from the stadium there. He's probably – 2 hour, maybe an hour drive. I mean, he's right there. He would be considered a local
guy. A lot of Terp
guy,
fans.
Right?
But he's a Philly guy.
He's a Philly guy, but a lot of Terp fans. Okay. Good connection, Dave.
And then you got Sweat coming back, right?
Montez Sweat.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I like in the Bears' favor as
Don't
far
forget.
As an extra little shot in the arm of wanting to go back there and play really good football.
Shane Waldron versus Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, there
the
you go.
The one you hired and the one you ignored.
About him, Dave, about Cliff Kingsbury. We talked a little bit about him yesterday and the fact that he played for Mike Leach and the air raid offense and that he likes to get things spread a little bit. They like to have a running back on the same side that the quarterback runs to. They can throw a screen off that. They have a receiver that lines up. McLaurin lines up on the right about 90% of the time if you watch them play. And they have kind of a student rolling right, you know, the old play like that. I'm wondering, as a defensive guy, as you're worrying about space and about running ability, how do you handle, do you have to sort of mush rush him? They always worry about getting beyond him, and then all of a sudden he's cutting underneath and you're down a man and
right.
There are problems. How do you effectively pass rush against a guy with that sort of running ability?
Yeah, and let's assume he's healthy. If he's healthy and playing, which I think he will be, he won't be healthy, but I think he'll be playing. Yes, you got to be concerned about him scrambling and making plays. So you have to, we used to always say, let's try to make this guy throw the ball on time, okay? Where he can't extend plays. And whatever coverage we're in, our guys behind us know that if it's going to be the ball's coming out in 3 seconds, that's where we got to really be tight on our coverage. So when you get a quarterback like this, you're really not saying sack, sack, sacks as much as contain them, throw it on time, contain it, throw it on time, get the ball out. And I think that'll be the plan. And the Bears do a nice job. I mean, they got veteran guys at the right spots, you know, all across that defense, really. And that secondary, you know, they do a nice job of disguise and stuff, which is going to be another problem for this young quarterback, for any quarterback. If you got an experienced safety that can go from man to zone and two deep to three deep and so forth and so on, that's going to cause them to hold the ball a little bit longer. So, and I like the Bears. I think the combination of all those things that we've been talking about, personnel, people, experienced, just a better team. The Bears are a better, why is Washington where they're at right now? Basically one guy, you know, in my opinion.
The quarterback?
The quarterback.
All the way.
Right? And
offensive line's pretty good, Dave.
They are, and what do they say? What they always
running
say,
backs are pretty good.
They are. What'd they say about Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan, they used to always say, a player like Jordan makes everybody around him play at a higher level, right? That's how you can say, is this guy a good player? A good player can play good, but it doesn't really affect the guy next to him. A great player, all of a sudden, guys around him start playing better. You know what I mean? And,
right,
and everybody's
right.
play goes up. I think that's what's going on in Washington.
The natural question would be then, with Jaden Daniels playing as well as he has so far, so soon and so well, do you rethink it all about the Bears get the right guy?
No. Oh, I'm sold on Caleb. No, just Caleb gets it. Caleb gets it.
They didn't even talk to Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, and I understand that. I mean, Caleb, what do you want more out of Caleb? Nothing. I mean, the guy has been fantastic. He gets it. He's smart. He's a team guy. I mean, it's a home run here, you know, with Caleb.
I agree with that, but it comes up.
And I'll tell you guys, go through position by position. You know, maybe the offensive line, David, you mentioned, maybe you want to give them a little bit of a nudge, but our group has gotten better. But as far as defensive line and secondary and receivers, you know, we're a better team. We're a better team. And, now you got to go play.
How do you, Carolina's a bad team. Let's be honest about it. But Marcus Mariota came in. And they ran the exact same offense. They did similar things that they've been doing with Jaden Daniels, with Marcus Mariota. How do you define his ability? I mean, he has a similar skill set.
Yes, he does.
But obviously, he's not as good as Daniels. But he seemed to raise. They scored 40 points or whatever it was. I mean, they had no problem whatsoever. Is that? Do you look at that as the right guy who is a backup within that system, or do you look at it as, boy, Carolina's mediocre?
No, you know what? That's a good point. Because Marcus Mariota, for winning the Heisman and, you know, what they did at Oregon is what he's doing now. They were a true RPO run-pass option team, and that just never really materialized much in the NFL. And then he always had a problem as a backup. Because teams that were dropped back in play action, he didn't really fit that, you know? So I think he's in the perfect spot, to be quite honest with you. They don't change a play. I mean, this is what Mario – this is going back to his – what he did in college to what he did best. And so I –
So you're defending them the same way regardless of –
Absolutely. Just not as fast, you know, or probably as accurate. You know, I really haven't studied Marcus Mariota in a couple of years, but, you know, he but as far as offensive philosophy, there ain't going to be much change.
Did anything that happened in the NFC North over the weekend change your perspective about the season for the Bears?
Yeah, you know what? Detroit. I thought the wheels would come on, particularly when Minnesota jumped out by 10. I said, okay, the Hutchinson. I mean, you realize Detroit's got five of their defensive linemen on IR, five guys. And so I was convinced that Detroit would take a step back, and particularly when Minnesota went up on them by 10. And for them to come back and win that damn game, they're, you know, Jared Goff, God, I mean, it's
He's had like three or four incompletions in the last several games.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Games.
This is the most bizarre stat. So in the last four games, they have scored 18 offensive touchdowns, and they have 16 incompletions.
Jeez. I mean, and think about this. I was talking with Tony Wise about this because when we played teams that were big pressure teams with great guys up front, in fact, it was the Vikings. When they had John Randall and all those guys back in the day, you couldn't run play action pass very effectively because those guys were in the damn backfield. Yeah. You know what I mean? They weren't caring if you handed the ball off or not. And so I was convinced with the pressure that Minnesota brings with Brian Flores, I said, and what does Detroit do best? The best thing they do is play action pass. So I says, that's going to screw up their passing game. This is advantage Minnesota. I mean, I was totally wrong on that one. Wow. I mean, it was never a factor. Yep.
Can you believe the Bears have a day off? And
what's the spread on this game? I didn't even look.
The Bears by one.
Bears are favored.
In this game, the Bears favored by a point.
Right now.
Yeah.
It may change depending on availability, and injury
reports.
You've got
to see how the secondary looks and whether Brisker can come back.
That's big.
And the quarterback, right?
I mean, Tyler Gordon. Yeah. Well, we'll see him.
We thought he wasn't going to play until you told us he would.
We were kind of
convinced. I'm just basing off his mother.
This segment with Dave Wannstedt.
Mom's no more, trust me. Mom's no more than head coaches. Trust me on that one. No.
This segment with Dave Wannstedt, sponsored by ChicagoRoofingContractors.org, providing all weather protection for your business. Really? You would trust the mom over the
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
His coaches lie?
Yes. Yes.
Don't believe anything that comes out of Dan Quinn's mouth the rest of the week.
No. Nothing. Nothing.
I like that. Yeah.
He's not going to let the Bears.
How about Matt Eberflus? When he talks about We know Jaquan Brisker is in concussion protocol, but when he talks about Kyler Gordon dealing with a hamstring, working through a hamstring.
Yeah, okay. He's working through it. They probably don't know. That's like Jaden Daniels. Dan Quinn wants to see him on the field, making the throws, right? Tucking it and running, doing what he's got to do.
I seem to remember a certain Bears cornerback, Danelle Wolford, who had a hamstring for about
2 years.
Yeah, I mean, you had him on the injured list.
He never wanted to practice. The guy had so much talent. He had as much talent as any corner that I've ever coached.
He could not play.
Woody.
And he was still Woody. God,
love Woody.
Yeah. I remember, and then Brian Cox said something along the lines of, you know, we got a guy who's been on the injured list for 16 weeks. And then Woody said, he's questioning my credibility.
Woody came up to me we were getting ready to play the Eagles up there in the old vet. And he tweaked his hamstring, I think it was warm-ups, because he came up to me and says, Coach, we got to do something about this AstroTurf. And it's, you know, I'm looking at the clock, and it's like 10, 9, right, getting ready to kick off. I said, Woody, that's the discussion for another day. So we got to go cover whoever they had. Whoever. Oh, God.
What'd you think of the Packers with Jordan Love? Looking good, but throwing the ball a little more carelessly than he probably would like.
I think that's Jordan Love.
Got a little Favre in him?
From day one, if he's not getting those big passes, he gets frustrated quick. Don't give him the big pass. Make him throw the ball underneath. That is the key to me. And he'll throw you a couple because he's going to force him down the field. He wants the big play. No, but that was a heck of a win by them. God, they come back and win that game. I mean, Houston's a heck of a team. They really are. And that was a good win for the Packers. It's, you know, our division is not going to, you know, that's why we got to bank these next three. We got to win these next three games. We got to get as many wins as we can before November 19th when we play the Packers and start our division run. These next three games are critical.
Cardinals beat Jim Harbaugh last night.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be a slouch.
No, and in Seattle, what did Seattle do to whoever they played?
Falcons. Falcons.
Yeah. And then San Francisco just has tons of injuries.
Yeah, San Francisco.
That's still on your schedule.
That hurt me. That hurt me on my little...
On your picks?
On my coach's picks.
you picked the 49ers over the Chiefs?
I took the 49ers.
What are you thinking, Dave?
I took the 49ers. Okay, yes, I did.
Mahomes kid can't play. According to Dave.
You talk about a defensive football team. Steve Spagnuolo has done a terrific job making that team into defense first.
Yeah, but you know, my big bet, well, I was all over Philadelphia. I knew that Barkley going back there. I said,
he was great.
He was the best player
on the field.
170 yards rushing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the help that defense had like eight sacks.
He could have gotten a career high. They offered him to go back in the game, and he said he was okay.
Hey, you know, how about Justin Fields not getting in? And, I mean, we were all ready for a package with
that's
him.
That's why Mike Tomlin makes the big bucks. He'll tell you that.
Never going to get that draft pick, Dave.
Well, they got
to start playing the kid.
They got down there on the red zone. I'm watching the game. I'm saying, okay, now here comes Justin
Thought
Fields.
So, yeah.
Right, quarterback run. And even on a sneak, they run a sneak on the goal line with Russell Wilson.
Why do you think they didn't do that?
I don't know.
I can't imagine Russell Wilson would like to come out of the game in those circumstances. So maybe
I can't imagine he'd like to do a short yardage play in those circumstances either.
Yeah, right. Probably not a good sneak
guy. Exactly. No, he. That's not
what do you think they do moving forward? Because they did struggle in the red zone. They scored 37 points or whatever, but still.
A couple of those passes, you know, I mean, bouncing up in the air. I mean, at one point, you know, no.
So I
had the Jets too, by the way. You can tell the way I'm talking.
Oh boy, the Jets.
They're a talented team. God, would you like to coach that team? I mean, think about it.
It's a mess.
Receivers, the running
if
backs.
You coach
a star,
that team. I mean, you have to work for that owner. Would you want to work for that owner?
But the schedule they have is going to keep them in the season. Hassan Reddick comes back. They play the Patriots next. That's a get well game.
They better get well in a hurry.
What do you think about your head coach calling his team soft? How is he ever going to get that locker room back?
That's over.
I missed that one. Who said that?
Gerard Mayo.
Yeah.
Called the Patriots soft. Our team soft.
Yeah. Well,
bad things happen in London.
Yeah. they do.
People say stuff.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's a mess.
The Jets are a mess, though. I wouldn't invest any hope
really?
In the Jets.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
No, I'm not investing anything in them anymore, but I'm done with that part.
They probably beat the Tin Man team.
Yeah.
Right? No heart. Dave, you're the best.
Thanks, Dave.
For coming
all right,
in,
guys,
as always. We appreciate it.
Hey, we haven't. You know what? Dustin hadn't said a word about Notre Dame football.
He's living in shame.
But overall, has Notre Dame, for one loss, has Notre, you know what?
They're 12th in the country.
I know. No one's talking Notre Dame. I mean, they're a playoff team. I like Notre Dame. I think
since
they got
the Northern Illinois loss, we've lost.
Hasn't it gone quiet?
He's gone quiet.
They've got Navy. They've got Navy out in New York this weekend.
I mean, that's extraordinary.
Navy.
Army
coach.
And Navy. Navy's and
unbeaten.
Army.
I know teams. Army and Navy are unbeaten. Coach, are you serious?
Yes. 11 a.m. kick. Get that bet in early.
The option's tough to stop, Dave.
Did you say get that bet in?
I know all about the option. We played Oklahoma for the national championship. I know.
Sorry.
Check those stats. Okay, I'll see you.
You're the best, Dave.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.